This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Let's get the Gemara clear before we get into the Tosfos. The Gemara is analyzing. Let's see where we have to start from. We better start from the Ikud Amri in the Gemara, five lines from the end of the thin line. Ikud Amri, Amri Amar Rav Ikebrei Derav, Derav Idi. There's another version as to what he said. So, but in both cases, he is resolving the conflict between the brises. And here he does so by saying the Kula Alma Avdi Kimetaltin Dami. Both brises hold that Avdin Avodim have the din of Metaltin. Vahodasanya Loikono, and that brisa says that brisa which says that you cannot be koine metaltil, you cannot be koine metaltilin agav the eved shapir, because the eved is also metaltilin. That's fine. Hodatanya kono, but what about the one that says kono that you can be koine metaltilin agav the eved? How can that be? Ba'oidon olav. So that's provided he's wearing them. It's not quite a kinyan agav. This is different. If the metaltin is on the eved, then it works. What's the assumption? Why does it work? Because it's a chotzer, then it's a kinyan chotzer, it's not a kinyan agav. And chotzer does not have to be a karka. Chotzer can be you can have a cap. It can be a chotzer. If you put something in the cap, then the cap is the chotzer of the article inside it. Chotzer is a relationship between a container and the contents. Ask the Gemara v'chi oidon olav my havi. What does it help having the on this the eved good? So it's on the eved, and therefore you'll say it's chotzer ma'alech. Therefore you'll say it's a kinyan chotzer, but it's chotzer ma'alech. You see, it's a moving chotzer, and a moving chotzer v'chotzer ma'alech is lekona. V'chitema ba'imit. What will you say that he stands still? That the kinyan is performed while he's standing still? V'ha'amar rova kulshi ilu ma'alech lekona oimed v'yeshiv lekona. Did we not learn in the name of Rova that anything which cannot be effective as a chotzer because it's a chotzer mahaleches cannot work even when it's stationary? The fault of a chotzer mahaleches is not that it is moving, it is that it can move. That's what a chotzer mahaleches is, and therefore even if it's stationary, it cannot be counted as a chotzer. Now, because there we're not working on kinyan chotzer, there we're working on kinyan agav. You know, two different kinyan, kinyan agav and kinyan chotzer. And the end of the story is this discussion comes up several places in Shas, and the summary, the Untershte, is that what you have to say is that the Eved is Kofus, that the Eved is actually tied up, so he can't move. And that's alright, that's not included. When Rava said, that was not including a situation where he's chained up. There is a good Chotza, there he becomes inanimate in the sense of his mobility. Says Tosfos, Behilchus Bekofus. But Tzorich Lema, Tosfos says, you've also got to say, it's not sufficient to qualify this case by saying that the Eved is Kofus, but you've got to say, Nami Demairi Beyoshin, that he's also asleep. Asleep and tied up. One of those is not sufficient. And that's what this whole Tosfos is about, discussing whether you need sleep and being bound up, or one is sufficient. And there's a Machlokes Aposkim on this. You will see Tosfos' view, and the Rambam's view is different. The Kofus Mahani Deloyavi Chotze Mahaleches. It's true that by him being Kofus, he's not a Chotze Mahaleches. But that's not the only problem we have. The Yoshin Mahani, Yoshin is important too, and it helps. The Havi Mishtameres Ledaita, Gidamin and Begitin. Because in addition to Chotze, there are several conditions in the Kinyan Chotze. The one is that it has to be stationary and unable to move, and the other is it has to be mishtameres ledaito. That is, that the control of the item in the chotzer is in the hands of the koine, of the person acquiring it. Now, if the eved is awake, even though he's kofus, he has control over the metaltelim. He can destroy the metaltelim, he can give them away, he can do all sorts of things. He's got it. So we need him to be unconscious, and we need him to be bound. physically tied and mentally tied up. That's really the principle. Just as he must be unable to move of his own accord, he must be unable to function as a human being on his own accord. So we need him to be asleep and tied up. As we have a similar sugya in Gittin, where a man writes a get for his wife. Now you need kinyonim by Gittin as well, because the woman has to acquire the get. So the way he does it to give it to her is unasono beyad of do, and he gives the get into the hand of the woman's slave. Yoshen, when he's asleep, umashamraso, and she's guarding him. Hareze get, that's a good get. Neir ein get. But if he's awake, it's not a get. Mishum da havichot, ramishtamer shalui midato. Because if he's awake, then he has control over the chotzer. Uforich, and the Gemara asks, Yoshin, am I have a get? Even if he's asleep, what does it help? Chotzer mahaleches, who? He could wake up any minute and walk, so he's a chotzer mahaleches. V'chi say me Yoshin shonin, if you say nobody's asleep, that's not a chotzer mahaleches. V'homa rov, exactly as our Gemara says, V'homa rov, kol shiyu mahalech leikono, imid v'yeshiv leikono. And the Gemara there answers, Behilchus abekofus. Now you've got to say he's tied up. Now what does that mean? You've got to say that he's not asleep, he's tied up. Or does it mean you've got to say that, the fact that he's asleep is not enough, he's got to be tied up too? How do you understand that, Gemara?
It's asleep and tied up.
It's asleep and tied up. So you see from there that it's that you need them both. The Gemara doesn't say that being tied up alone is enough. Alma, so you see, Afa gav de muki lo bekofus. Even though the Gemara has said that it must be talking about kofus, afilu hachi neir eino get, but nevertheless, if he were awake, that wouldn't do. That's the first half of the Tosfos. The second half of the Tosfos is going to suggest a possible way of learning that Gemara in Gittin, where you don't need him to be tied up and asleep. How? The ein leforish, you can't explain in the following way. That hilchus abekofus kloima, that hilchus abekofus means, still is on the Gemara in Gittin, loy choshiv ma'aleches, but if he's tied up, he's not considered ma'aleches. Veloy dami lo imed v'yeshiv, and if he's tied up, he cannot be compared to Rova's case of standing and sitting. V'kivan dekofus moel yoshin nomi moel. So you see from there that when he's immobilized, he's not a chotzer ma'aleches, and he can be immobilized by one of two ways: physically tying him up or putting him to sleep. And that you have the option. Maybe that's what the Gemara there means. V'hilchus abekofus, just as kofus is a way of removing him from Rava's din, so Yoshin also removes him from Rava's din, because Yoshin is the tying up of his conscious mind. That's just, you can't explain that. That would be a nice explanation, but you can't. In Cain, because if that were so, the b'she'en kofus ayri Rava, that when Rava says that that Rava here is talking where he isn't tied up, that a sleep alone is sufficient. Amayka Omar Rova Neyur Ein Get. Why does Rova say there in Gittin that if he's awake, it isn't the get mishun da havi chotzer hamishtamer shelo ledato? Remember, that's what Rova asked. How can he be? That doesn't help if he's awake. It doesn't help if he's tied up. If he's awake, it's a chotzer hamishtamer shelo ledato. Tepukle da havi chotzer maaleches. Why doesn't he ask a better kasha? It's a chotzer maaleches. Why is that a better kasha? Why is it better to ask Chotzer Ma'aleches than to ask Chotzer Amishtamer Shelo Ledato? Is a Chotzer Ma'aleches a Chotzer? Is a Chotzer Amishtamer Shelo Midato a Chotzer? No, but it's a Chotzer Amishtamer Shelo Midato. Yeah, it's a Chotzer that can't be kohen. A Chotzer Ma'aleches isn't even a Chotzer. Because why is it called Chotzer Ma'aleches? Yeah, but that's not really. Chotzer Amishtamer Shelo Midato. The problem is with the way it's Mishtameris, not with the fact that it's there's something wrong with the Chotzer. Chotzer Amishtamer Shelo Midato. Chotzer Ma'aleches is a moving Chotzer. It's not a Chotzer at all. But where do we see from? What more important is, where do we see from that that's a better kasha? How does Tosfos know that that's a better kasha? In our sugya, which kasha could have been asked? In our sugya, it could be asked. In the case of Oyed and Olav, so when we say the clothes are on him, clothes are on him. And is he awake or is he asleep? Says Tosfos. At this, we're assuming he's awake. Right? Tosfos says he's got to be asleep as well. But if we would be learning the other way, then we would be saying he's awake. If he were awake, then what question could the Gemara ask? What would the flaws in that chotzer be? Eved now with the clothes on top of him. So what's the flaw in that chotzer? Number one is the maleches, and number two, that's mishtamei shalei l'dato. So the Gemara could have asked either of them. Which does the Gemara ask? Maleches. So you see, that's the better question to ask. If that's the better question to ask, why doesn't the Gemara ask that in Gittin? So you must say because he's not maleches in Gittin, because his kofos there, and that you need yoshin and kofos as well. That's Tosfos' proof. Let's go through the Tosfos again. Hilchas of a kofos. V'tzorich loyman nami demayri b'yoshin. You must say that it's talking not only kofos but also yoshin, because each has a role to play. The kofos mahani d'lavi chotzer maleches. Kofos helps that it's not a chotzer maleches. V'yoshin mahani d'avi mishtameres l'daiter. But you need yoshin to make it mishtameres l'daiter. He gives the get into her servant who's asleep. She's standing by him. That's a get. Neir ain't get. But if the Eved is awake, it's not a get. Because then it would be a chotzer mishtamer shalimidata. Uforich, and the Gemara asks there, Yoshin, am I having get? Why does it help him being asleep? Chotzer maleches, who after all it's a chotzer maleches. Bechitei meyoshin shani. So it doesn't help him being asleep. So why is he koiner? Why is she koiner the get? After all, this eved is a chotzer maleches. The hilchas abekofus, and the Gemara therefore says hilchas abekofus. Alma, that means afal gav the muki lo abekofus afilachin neirena get. The Gemara stays by its view that being awake wouldn't help. He has to be asleep, because if he wasn't asleep, it wouldn't be mishtameres l'dato. But in addition to that, there has to be kofus. Ve'en l'for ha'shilchas ha'bekofus klema lo'y choshiv ma'aleches v'lo'idami lo'imid v'yoshev. And you can't say that what the Gemara is saying is that just as by kofus it works as a chotzer, and that's no longer compared to Rova's case of oimid v'yoshev, v'kivan de kofus moyel yoshev nomi moyel, and in the same way as kofus helps, yoshev alone would also help. Dim kein, because if it was yoshev alone, the b'she'in kofus ayri, if it's talking about a sleeping servant who's not tied up, rova amai ka'oma rova neyur ein get mishum davi chotzer mishtameres shaloi midat ledaito. So if we're now talking about an eved not tied up, what is rova's objection when that untied eved is awake? It's a chotzer she'ein mishtameres ledaito. Tevik le davi chotzer maaleches. It's much worse than that. Then it's a chotzer maaleches. How do we know chotzer maaleches is worse from our sugya, where the Gemara chooses to ask on chotzer maaleches rather than on chotzer she'ein mishtameres? V'chein pirush hakuntrus perek hazoyrek v'hilchas abekofus. That's how Rashi explains in Gittin what v'hilchas abekofus means. V'hol ka'omar rova d'neir ein get, and it's in that case that Rova says that neir is not a get, that if he's awake it's not a get, even though he's kofus he has to be asleep as well. V'chein posku halachas gedolos the kofus b'yoshin v'inah. And the Baal Halachas Gedolos also paskens that you need both kofus and yoshin. You need kofus and yoshin. The Vilna Gaon says that the word v'hilchasa implies that there are two views. The way we've learned this piece of Gemara, there's only one view. The Gemara adjusts and qualifies and requalifies until it gets to the final case, which is that Rove is talking about an eved who's asleep and kofus. But there are no two views, it's all Rove. When Vehilchasa appears, the Vilna Gaon says that means that there are two views. Vehilchasa means that the halacha is like the one view. If there are two views, then Vehilchasa Bekofus is being choylek on Rova. When the Gemara says Vehilchasa Bekofus is disagreeing with Rova. So what did Rova require? Yoshin. And we ask, but Yoshin is not enough. Says the Gemara, the other view is that it's Kofus, that you don't need Yoshin. That's how the Rambam learns it. That's how the Vilna Gaon learns how the Rambam learns it. That's the basis of the two views. So Tosfos learns Vehilchas Abekofus is a qualification of Rova, and the Rambam learns that Vehilchas Abekofus is a completely new opinion. And those two opinions are both brought in Shulchan Aruch. Are you comfortable with that? Are there any difficulties on that, Tosfos?
What's the logic behind having a witness
Not a witness.
He's part of his property.
He's a chotzer.
He's a chotzer. He's Eved.
So what is the purpose of having him hold the gifts? And if he's walking, that's not.
Because she doesn't want to accept it. So he puts it in the Eved's hand. And that way she's koyne.
So he just easily drop it in on a table or a chair.
If she lets him into her house, yeah.
That's right over the fence.
I don't know what the exact case is. I don't know. But we do.
Sense,
yeah. Yeah. It could be such a case. The cases when we talk about Gemara, there doesn't have to be a practical case. The case has to be practicable. There has to be in theory a practical case. But the cases we analyze all throw light on the essential principles. It doesn't really.
But that can be compared to a question to get to a get. Not the same.
Same halachas.
Gitin, I understand, must be sleeping. But the question.
No, it's the same halachas. The kinyan is the same. Same kinyan, yeah. Right, then we went on to say. The Gemara, then back in the Gemara after Vilchus Bekofus, the Gemara then asked for Tanya Hechazik Bekarka Kono Avodim. This is now a new kasha that the Gemara asks. We have a brisa that says that if you're machazik karka, you can be koine the eved. Whereas in an earlier brisa, we had that you cannot be koine the eved by being machazik the karka. So again, we have two contradictory brises. Can you be koine? Up till now, we've been dealing about being koine metaltalin using the eved. Now we're looking about being koine the eved by using karka. Answer the Gemara Hosum Boim Din Besoicha. That's a case of Oymdim Besoichol. That's when the Eved is standing in the Karka, then it works. If the Eved is not standing in the Karka, it doesn't work. Says the Gemara Michlal, the Hailo Ikono. Okay, let's carry on that part just now. First, let's do the Tosfos. For Oymdim Besoichol. For Ho de Ka'omar Lo Ikono. And that Brisa which says that if you do the Kinyan in the Karka, you cannot be Koine the Eved. The Ein Oymdim Besoichol. That's when the Eved is not standing there. Nevertheless, the metaltalin kono, in metaltalin, it would work in such a case. Even if the metaltalin are not in the karka, by doing a kinyan in the karka, you koine the metaltalin. That's how kinyan agav works. Deloy bo inan siburin be metaltalin. Because by metaltalin, we don't need the metaltalin all to be together on the karka. Deloy naidi. If the metaltalin are not moving metaltalin, if the metaltalin are cattle, according to some or avodim, then we have a problem. But if the metaltalin are inanimate objects, they don't have to be on the property. So don't worry about that. That's further on in the Gemara. Let's go back into our Gemara. Michlal says the Gemara, I can deduce from that the high loikon, that brisa which says that if you do a kinyan in karka, you are not koine. That is kasheein oimdim besoicho. That's talking when you are not oimid besoicho. And that's why you cannot be koine the eved when you do a kinyan in the karka. Okay, so that's what we're going to work on now. That's what we're going to analyze. The brisa that holds, which is now not a disputing brisa, everybody agrees with this. The principle is that when does the kinyan work on a karka for an eved? Only if the eved is standing in the karka. But if the Eved is not standing in the Karka, it doesn't work. However, if it were metaltalin, it would work even if the metaltalin are not in the Karka. And that you cannot be koine an Eved if it's not inside. If the Eved is not in the Karka, you're not koine the Eved. Ha-nichol, that is all very well. Lahach lishne de omar av ikabreid rav ami. That view of Rav Ikebreid Rav Ami, who said Avdi ke metaltalin dami, that everybody holds Eved is metaltalin. Hainu, that is why the Eimdim besoicho in. If the Eved is standing in the karka, it works. Iloiloi, and if not, because it's a kinyan agav, and maybe he holds it for kinyan agav, it's got to be in the karka. I can understand that. Elo lahach lishnu de omar Avdi ke mekarki dami, but according to the view that holds that Eved is like karka. Why does that Eved have to be standing on the karka? Ha'omar Shmuel, did Shmuel not say, and here we have a new concept, of mochalo yisse sodos besa medinus kivan sheyechzik v'achas meim kono kulo. But if I sell you 10 pieces of property in 10 different countries on 5 different continents, I make a kinyan in one, I can be kone all of them. So I don't need physical attachment. It's sufficient to have ideological attachment. And since it's all karka, it's good enough. And what's the principle behind that statement of Shmuel? As the Gemara says further on, what's the principle behind that? Why does that work? That I can be kone, I can do a kin chazoka here in South Africa, and I can be kone a property in New York. It's all, yeah, it's all one clod of earth. The whole globe is one clod of earth. So would it work to be kone on the moon? No. Perhaps it's not. Wouldn't be work to be kone on the moon. The principle is that there's physical connectedness. So what's the Havamina that you work with an Eved? He's not connected to the ground. No, but the Havamina is that it should work even if he's somewhere. You want to say that since this would work anywhere, he's standing on ground somewhere. He's standing on the earth. And since he's standing on the earth, what difference does it make if he's standing on this piece of earth or on that piece of earth? The fact is he's connected to the earth. Good. Why should it even be like Karka altogether, ideologically?
Names from the point of clearly identifiable.
But that's legally, but ideologically, why should he be like Karka? What's the other meaning? He should be like Karka. Yeah, so that's all legal. You're giving legal reasons. I'm asking, is there any kind of philosophic reason why he should be like Karka? Yeah, he's made out of earth. He's made out of earth. What are you trading in? You're trading in the body. You're not trading in his soul. You're not trading in his mind. His body is earth. Actually, it makes sense that it should be Kakarika. No, natural fiber is not earth. It grows in the earth, but it's not earth. Man is earth. Ki ofarato, as Yudha says.
What is the difference in what piece of earth is standing?
No, it doesn't make any difference then. That's what the Gemara asks. Now, let's analyze the Tosfos. Lama li'omdim b'soicho. So according to this, if Avdi is kemakarki dami, the Gemara wants to know, why does he have to be standing on the karki? He could be anywhere. Could he be in an aeroplane as well? If we write that part of the idea is the fact that he's like a clod of earth himself, then he could probably even be in an aeroplane. No, but then he's just detached. Let's assume that he's standing on the earth somewhere or other. Lama li'omdim b'seicho perush al korchoch lo'y mitam chotzer kon. Clearly, we're not using the chotzer principle. We've got to, first of all, in all these pieces of Gemara here, we've got to analyze, are we using chotzer or agav? Are you all clear on that? There's no confusion about chotzer and agav. These are two different kinyonim. Chotzer and agav. And Tosfos says right here, the first thing to clarify is when we're doing a kinyan in the karka, to be kone and evet, we're not talking about kinyan chotzer. How do we know that? The stam avodim ain't mishtamrin ledaite. Because an evet is not mishtamer. Even if he's in a chotzer, he's got his own will. You can't be kone and evet with chotzer. Chotzer works where your chotzer is guarding, is protecting and limiting the movement of the object. But where the chotzer doesn't have that relationship of content and container, it doesn't work, and a field does not contain an evet. A human being is not contained in anything. The afil oimed betzad sadeh, and even if he's standing at the field, the havi evet kitzvi ratz kedarko, an evet has the same din as a running back. He's not... Not the avodim here, you mean? Not South African avodim. They have the din of a running back, umitam agav. So let's say, so if it's not chotzer, what must it be? It must be agav. Nami loy kono, that also can't work. The karko ein niknes agav karko. Because you can't be kone karko agav karko. So Tosfos has a problem. What are we using? What principle of kinyan are we using here and using in being machazik the karko to be kone the eved? It can't be a kinyan chotzer because it's not mishtameris. It can't be agav because agav doesn't work from karka to karka. And if we're treating an eved like karka, you can't be kone an eved agav karka, just as you can't be kone karka agav karka. So what is it? V'afil omar k'ni karka asmucho litchum. even if I say to you, do a kinyan for this karka next to the border, and on the back of that karka be koine the adjoining karka, which is a little bit higher, which is right by it, and it's really, it's like agav, also won't work. It's really like as if it's one on top of the other. It doesn't work. Kinyan agav doesn't work with kinyan with karka. Because the Elyona makes it higher, there's more of a chance of it being compared to Agav.
On the back of it.
Yeah, it's actually, because that's how Agav works, that you're holding it on the, so it's a little bit more graphically comparable. We're trying to understand how this Kenyan works. It can't be Chotzer, and it can't be Agav. So there's a third possibility, and that is Mechuba, connected. You don't have to do a Kenyan, a Chazokia in the entire field. You can do a chazoki in one, you can dig in one corner of the field and you're kone the whole field. Why? Because it's mechubah. You're not kone the rest of the field agav. It's all one field, it's all connected. So you, by doing the kinyan here, you're kone everything else because it's connected. If the principle is connectedness, vim kain, afilu emdim besoichonami havik esa sodus besa medinus. If the principle is connectedness, then you don't need adjoining. Because karke is connected wherever it is. Just as if you're machazik in one karka in one land, you're machazik karka in any other part of the world, so it should be with the Eved as well. If the principle is chibur, if the principle is connectedness, then he doesn't have to be physically connected. The fact that he's ideologically connected is sufficient. And that's the Gemara's kasha here. There's a side of things we don't even have to go into. They don't affect us. We can stop that test. It's right there. I would have loved to do the Rabbi Kiva Eger with you. The Rabbi Kiva Eger is on an earlier Tosfos, but it's based on this Tosfos. But I don't think you know the Tosfos well enough for that. Rabbi Kiva Eger is brilliant, as is his style. We're based on this Tosfos. He attacks the earlier Tosfos in a way which is just, it just blows it to pieces. Do you want to try preparing it for Thursday night? Do you want to try tackling it, or should we just move on with the easy stuff? It would mean you would need to get tomorrow night. Now, I'm not going to be here tomorrow night, so those guys are going to be free. What it would really mean is getting those guys to work with you and prepare the Rabbi Kivager inside, so that on Wednesday night I will be back. I can do the Rabbi Kivager inside with you, but there's no point if you haven't prepared it. That's what it would be. But usually what happens is nobody turns up tomorrow night. So if we do it, then only those people who come tomorrow night can come into the shiur on Thursday night, on Wednesday night. Because this it is so beautiful if you know what's out. And if you don't know what's out, it's a total waste. So what it means is, it needs a chazora of the Tosfos of Anna Matnita Yadana, a chazora of this Tosfos that we've just done, and then to start working on the Rabbi Kiva Eger inside. It's very short, the Rabbi Kiva Eger inside, but it's powerful. So let's take a vote. Who would like to do the Rabbi Kiva Eger? It's entirely up to you.
After the Bem Sadvar?
No, it's from the Bem Sadvar. Right. Who would like to do the Rabbi Kiva Eger? People would like to do it. Sorry, you can't come tomorrow. So I think we should try it. I think we must have something challenging. There's no point in just going on reading and translating. We must have something challenging. You see the godless of a Rabbi Kiva Eger. Which Torah? Well, you'd better. Yeah, we've done it. It's easy. The part that Rabbi Kiva Eger works on is Tosfos Kasha, where he says, it's the second little dot there. Do you see Ulekaman de Ka'oma, right in the middle of the Tosfos, at the end of a line that says Ulekaman de Ka'oma? Which half, Trevor? Because it referred to the previous, to the Gemara further on. So let's do that right now then. Okay, very good. Then I actually left that because it refers to the Gemara further on. I'm sorry we're jumping around like this, but that's the construction of the sugya. Let's start at the beginning of the Tosfos again. Ano masniso yodana. You remember that they asked Rav Nachman, what do you base your view on that Avdi is ke metaltili? And he said, I base it on a braisa. Rav Nachman knows very well, says Tosfos, that there are many cases where we treat avodim like karke. Here we're talking only about the rabbonins. That's the whole debate here. Do the rabbonin treat avdi kemekarki or kemetaltali? But midoraisa clearly avodim are treated kekarke. Agav, Davinami Midrabonin, all those cases. Ukrod, Ori Mitsuris, and I, what about the Posuk of Ori Mitsuris, Asmachta Baalmehi? That's just an Asmachta. So, full stop. Up till there, Tosfos has established the principle that this Sugi is debating whether Midrabonin Avodim are Kekarka or not. We're not debating whether Midoraisa is Kekarka or not. That's settled. It's clearly Kekarka Midoraisa. Now, based on that, Tosfos is going to have a problem with Al Gemara further down that we just learned tonight. Ulakamon. The Ka'oma, further on where the Gemara asked, Lahach Lishne de Omar Avda Kimekarkoi Dami, Lamali Oimdim Besoicho. Okay, that's a piece of Gemara we've just done. According to the view that says Avodim is Kekarke, why do the Avodim have to be standing in it? Okay? Why do the Avodim have to be standing in it? Why not? Because of Shmuel's principle. If Avodim are like Karke, then wherever the karka is, you can be koine. So why does the eved have to be in the karka? That's what the Gemara asks. Says Tosfos, Lamando manami kimetalteli dami ave matzil lemifrich. That question could have been asked according to everybody, even the one who holds the avodim alak metaltelin, do aloi choshek kimetaltelin elalin yimili derabonin, because it's only midrabonin that they're considered like metaltelin, but midoraisa, everybody agrees it's kimekarki. And what kinyan are we talking about? When Shmuel says you can be koine a piece of karka here and it'll work there, what kinyan are we using? Mechuba, which means that the essential kinyan is what? How can you be koine karka with what kinyanim? Chazoke, what else? Shtar and kesef. What kinyan are we talking about there that you use with mechuba? Chazoke. You're digging here and it works there. Is kinyan chazoke or oraisa? Yes. So if Kinyan Chazok is a Doraisa, everybody agrees that Midoraisa and Eved is Kekarke. That's Tosfos' Kasha. It's a powerful Kasha, isn't it? No, we're talking about Chazoka. What is the case that Shmuel's din is? That if you dig here, you can be Koine anywhere in the world. Midoraisa you can. And if an Eved Midoraisa is like Karke, then he fits into that same category. So says Tosfos, although the whole sugi is talking about midrabonin, but this particular kasha applies to everybody. If midoraisa and eved is like karke, why can you not be koine the eved even if he's not standing in the field? In that kinyan which is a doraisa to a kinyan. If we were talking about agav which is the rabonin, I could understand there's a question. But you can't use agav by karke. If we were talking about chotzer, I could understand it's a kinyan the rabonin. But we're not talking about kinyan chotzer, says Tosfos, because it's not a chotzer amishtomeres with a human being inside it. So the only kinyan we're talking about is chazoka with mechuber. That's midoraisa. Midoraisa, there's no machlokes in the sugya. So why are you asking the question only according to the one mandoma? That's Tosfos' kasha. And he answers, it's not necessary to ask such a strong question. The question the Gemara asks is strong enough. So Tosfos doesn't even deal with it very satisfactorily. He accepts, that question could well have been asked on everybody. Could have been a broader question, but it's not relevant. Rabbi Kivega is going to destroy that kasha. Rabbi Kivega is going to show that the question is no question, that you in fact could not ask the kasha. According to the man, the Omer, that Avodim is kemetaltelin. And in doing that, Rabbi Kivega just breaks open the whole sugya. That's the beauty of it. It's not just the kasha. Rabbi Kivega's questions are important, not just because they're questions. He doesn't give answers. Rabbi Kivega's questions are important because he defines the sugya so clearly in asking his question that there's just a whole new dimension of clarity that comes in as a result of it. So what you need to do is to know Tosfos' kasha very well, which you now know, and you need to revise that. And you need to know that bottom Tosfos very well, just up to where we went. You need to do that Tosfos 5 or 6 times. And then you need to get the guys to work on you a little bit with the Rabbi Kivega. If you can. In fact, what I suggest you do now for the next 10 minutes, instead of us going on further, just learn with the person next to you. Don't even split up into chavrusas. Just learn with the person next to you and revise that last Tosfos. One of you read. If there's time, then the second, then change over. And each of you read once. That would be the best. Just get into pairs with whoever's next to you. One reads and translates the Tosfos, and then the other one should read and translate that Tosfos. The second Tosfos, the Lama Li Omdim B'Sofim. Okay, has everybody got a pair?